Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible awesomeness and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Today we're going to talk about a tool that is actually a year-round tool. However, I'm introducing it now so that you'll have it as you enter this beautiful holiday season. This time of year is considered by many to be the most wonderful time of year. I know my mother used to play a song by Andy Williams entitled, "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year," and she played it over and over and over again, almost to the point that it got really old, but it's still a beautiful song. But we're not here to talk about the song, just the season, and more specifically, this tool that will assist you in this time of year and all year long as well. Our tool for today is Give the Gifts of Love and Gratitude. There are no greater gifts that you can give. And it is not just that these are great things to express during the holidays or any other time of the year. It is that they are vital that you give them. Vital to you and vital to others. These two gifts will elevate your experience of life as well as those that you give them to. Let's get to the disclaimer before we get to today, because I always have feedback on this. I am referring to this time of year as the holidays for one simple reason. While I celebrate Christmas, as many of you do, there are 29 major religious and spiritual celebrations this time of year, and the ones that I'm familiar with, not all of them, but the ones that I'm familiar with, but the ones that I am familiar with are devoted to love and peace. And folks, it doesn't matter how you get there, love and peace are truly something to celebrate. So our talk today is for everyone, no matter what you're celebrating. So please do not be offended by my reference to the holidays instead of one celebration or another. Okay. As most of you know, the holiday season, no matter what celebration you enjoy, can be a huge and wonderful experience, and it can sometimes be a major stressor. I would imagine just about everyone falls into one of these categories, and for some, it's broken down into some parts of your holiday are wonderful and some parts are extremely stressful, maybe even dreadful. On top of the normal experiences that we have this time of year, it's made even more impactful with all of the extremes that we're experiencing in the world these days. We have extreme chaos. We have extreme division. We have extreme fear. And that's only to name a few. But these extremes that we experience are not all negative. We have extremes on the positive side, too. Some of these extremes are on personal levels, and some of them are on world scale. So we've got extremes. You know, if it wasn't both ways, it wouldn't be an extreme. It all would just be one-sided. But they are extremes. This time of year, we face extreme pressure to participate in the material world as one of the ways that starts out as one of those beautiful experiences, but it can become pressure and stress. In our intent to make the holidays more special for our loved ones, we put amazing amount of stress on ourselves to purchase the perfect gifts, to host the perfect parties, to be the perfect person for our family and our friends. We are bombarded with commercials on TV, radio, social media. Everywhere we look, we see these ads saying that we must buy a particular gift if we want to make someone happy. We must serve the perfect alcoholic drink at our party, or that party's going to be lacking. And the pressure just doesn't stop. We just went through Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. Did you notice that Black Friday sales now aren't on Friday so much as they start like a week before? And here we are more than a week after, and they're still going. The Cyber Monday sales are still to be found out there somewhere as well. And there will be even more sales between now and the end of the holiday season. And then after the holiday season, we're going to find all these after holiday sales, and it just goes on and on and on. We've got tremendous pressure being applied to us. So even if you manage to avoid all that commercialism and you stay peaceful and present through the whole shopping experience, then you get to face family and friend dynamics. Now, there is some extreme vulnerability that we face when we get together with family and friends during the holidays. This pressure is not reserved for the face-to-face get-togethers either. We all face this pressure when connecting on social media with phone calls and more. It can all be pretty heavy on us at times. Whatever you're doing this holiday season, there is possibility for extremes ranging from excitement to dread, hope to fear, comfort to anxiousness, and all of these can be found in most of our days after the holidays as well. During the holidays, it just kind of seems to ramp up a bit. The greatest opportunity for the roller coaster ride of love to fear and peace to chaos that we face this time of year is in our relationships. We do it to ourselves quite a bit. And yes, we do have to face that. But we also see this time of year especially, we see this ramp up in our relationships. And it's not just our intimate relationships. You know, the relationships that we have with our significant others certainly offers these extremes. But we also see these pressures and extremes in our relationships with our kids, with our friends, with our family, with our coworkers. Basically, anybody that we meet has the potential to be very pleasant or what seems to be hostile. We have to face all of this. And folks, that in and of itself applies pressure to us. I've got friends who would love nothing more than to avoid the holidays just because of all of this. We have a choice in how we respond. While each of these experiences have the potential to impact our emotions deeply, it is up to us to decide how we are going to perceive the conversations and attitudes that we experience. The holidays, of course, always have the potential to bring many feelings to the surface. Some of those are awesome. You know, some of them are really, really great. And then there's those feelings that aren't so great. Sometimes we are overjoyed with love and peace. Other times, anger and frustration kind of set the tone for the season. On this episode of Life's Toolbox, we are going to chat a bit about how to deal with and elevate whatever emotions you are having and how to be okay with and deal with the emotions of others. The tool for today is an invitation to give the beautiful gift that is you. Now, as I said, today's tool will serve you well throughout the year and for far more situations than just something like the holidays. Far more situations than just special events. This is truly a tool that will serve you every single day in every single situation. We are just focusing on the holiday season now since it's right here in front of us. A little later in the show when we get to the tool, I want you to consider this. I want you to consider how this tool can serve you in other areas of your life, just like it's going to serve you through the holidays. So keep your mind open to that so that this does work well for you year round. This tool is going to assist you in empowering relationships of all kinds. It will assist you in diffusing conflicts and difficult situations, and it will allow you to more fully understand the truth that is you and the truth that is other people. Sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? It is that and a whole lot more. As I mentioned earlier, the tool for today is give the gift of love and gratitude. Here's the catch for this tool. Well, it's kind of the catch for all the tools that we talk about on the show. The catch is that you and you alone are responsible for putting this tool to work. You are responsible for how you use it. It is up to you to make changes that you want to see in your life, in your relationships, and in this world. Now, I say all of that not to put pressure on you, but to offer relief. We sometimes see difficulties in our lives and in our relationships and in this world, and we get so overwhelmed that it feels like we just can't do anything. The truth is that when we change our perception of what's going on, it opens us up to change our actions and responses to what's going on, and in that, we truly have power. Waiting on someone else to change, waiting on the perfect moment, waiting for anything at all, is giving our power away to the situation or to the others involved. And it creates an opportunity for resentment, anger, regret, fear, and so many other things that I, for one, would not like to have in my life. Waiting for something to change is putting ourselves in victim mode. Now, I say victim here. Now, I teach a tool in one of my workshops, and the tool there are no victims, only volunteers. We may not be able to choose everything that happens to us or in our lives, but we do have the power to choose where we are situationally, emotionally, and even physically in those events. We have the power to choose how we respond, how we believe, how we allow those events to affect us. We just have to choose. Okay, so let's get into our tool today by talking about what many of you may experience and feel during the holiday seasons. Once we chat a bit about why all of this combines to emotionally affect your life and create these extremes, we'll bring the tool back in and talk about how using it can empower your journey through all situations in your life. Ideally, you will experience the goodness of the holidays. Ideally, you will have found a way to experience positive progression in each of your relationships. Ideally, you will experience only love, only peace, only gratitude, only all good things. Unfortunately, ideally is not always the case. And even when we start out with the ideal experience, it does not take too much for our emotional experience to shift, and sometimes drastically, especially during the holidays. When you can move past any thoughts and feelings that are not completely loving and positive, the holidays offer great opportunity to feel love and peace very deeply. You may feel comforted and embraced throughout the season. You may rekindle relationships with family members or old friends. You may feel like you are home again, and you may be reminded of your own heart and your own truth through the entire experience of the holidays. As we talk about this, remember, you do have choices in how you experience the holidays. Just got to put that second disclaimer out there. Of course, for many people, the idea of holidays just don't happen. Each of us has to make choices and take action in order to achieve these ideal results of our version of ideal holidays. For some, making new choices is not easy. We sometimes get pulled back into the negativity of old patterns. The beautiful news here, folks, is that we can choose again and again and again. I can't express this enough. Any new behavior or expression takes practice, and not too many of them are a make one shift and all is well type of experience. We have to choose it again and again and again. We have to create new behaviors and new expressions. And we can do that. Any expression that is not love and peace is a learned expression. If you learned one, you can learn another. So just know that. Take comfort in that. For some folks, the holidays offer as much opportunity for conflict, arguments, and pain as it does for love, peace, and joy. For some folks, it offers more opportunity for all of those negative things than it does the good ones. Part of this is caused by being vulnerable when we open our hearts to others. When we want to receive love and comfort that can be available during these times, we've got to open ourselves up. This is where vulnerability comes to the surface in a big way. In order to receive, we just have to be open. We have to open our hearts. We have to let people see a part of us that sometimes is easier to keep hidden away inside. Allowing your heart to be seen, allowing vulnerability is not a sign of weakness. Now, before you decide to keep your heart closed this year as a way of trying to protect yourself, know that you can be strong and vulnerable at the same time. Being vulnerable is not about giving away your power or control. It's not about saying, here's my heart, do with it what you want. It's not even about opening yourself up to any kind of harm, although it does feel that way sometimes. To be vulnerable requires great strength. So be open. Allow love and peace and kindness a chance to come in as you are expressing them out to others. if the negativity starts coming towards you, you are strong enough to be okay. You know, a lot of us feel like we're going to fall apart, like that's going to totally reshape our lives. It's not, unless we allow it. When you feel the draw pulling you away from that happiness and joy, when you feel that negativity and ugliness trying to take over, just stop. Take a breath, a deep breath, and then another, and then yet another. Folks, I promise you, three deep breaths with the intention of love and peace. Now, this is self-love and peace, not the stuff that's coming to you from the outside, but three deep breaths with the intention of internal love and peace will anchor you into the love that is within you. And that allows you to feel the love that you desire most from outside. Part of what happens as we enter the holidays is that we bring our own opinions about many different topics, and so does our family and friends, and their opinions do not always match ours. These opposing opinions do not have to be about any of the so-called big issues either. You know, just to list a few, they can be about different football team favorites. They can be about different perceptions of current news stories. They can be about different vehicles that we drive. I heard a conflict one time between two people about the truck that one of them drove was the wrong brand. Folks, battles even erupt in the kitchen over the best stuffing recipe. We can feel attacked when people ask us when we're going to get married or have children. We can feel judgment from others if their tone of voice is a certain way while they inquire about our job. Many things can be said that on the surface are actually very innocent and more along the lines of, you know, something like curiosity. But the tone of voice used or the body language used when the question is asked can sometimes come across as quite harsh. It can come across as they're comparing us to somebody else or they're judging us. When something like this happens and when somebody doesn't see things exactly as we do, we easily assume we know their intention behind the remark, and our assumption usually tells us that that intention is very negative, that they're against us. Often that assumption has us thinking that they think we're stupid or wrong. If someone doesn't like what we're wearing, we can easily go to that place where we think that they are making a statement about our personality or our taste or even our values. When someone sees something differently than we do, we often question our reasons for making the choice that we did in the first place. And folks, that can hurt. But it's us hurting ourselves. These issues seem like minor issues, and they really can be when we hold strong to our truth. For some of us, though, these issues may actually grow into something that's pretty major. No matter how you perceive these, whether they're minor or major, if you find yourself here, you have a choice. You can fight with the intent to win people over to your side. That's one way you can deal with it. The second way you can deal with it is you can strike out with the intent to hurt them more than they hurt you. Please do not use either of these two. Or there's a third option, and this is the one that I highly recommend and one that I strive for. Not always successful, but I do strive for it every time, and I hope that you can as well. The third option is you can stand in your truth and practice today's tool, which is give the gifts of love and gratitude, period. You don't have to argue. You don't have to try to win them over. You don't try to have to do anything. Just give the gifts of love and gratitude. Some of the things that you feel this way over may be important to you. Do not hear me saying that I want you to move them down the priority list or stop caring so much about them. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is open up your awareness to the topic so that you can hear the intentions that are being sent to you while staying true to you. This all brings us back to the tool, give the gifts of love and gratitude. When you enter into any event or relationship during the holidays, remind yourself of the importance of the moment. What is truly important about what's about to happen? Be fully present. Be open to experience joy and love. Leave your assumptions about the other person's intentions out of the situation and just give love and gratitude. This is about opening your heart and experiencing only goodness. One of the most powerful things you can do for you and the relationship is to listen with the intent to understand. It is to hear beyond the words of the person, you know, that the person is speaking, and is to give the most amazing gifts you can give, love and gratitude. One of my favorite sayings is communicate to understand, not to be heard. I see in so many people that we've stopped listening to understand, and we've turned to speaking in an effort to be heard. And sometimes we speak loudly. Folks, I have to tell you something. Unless the people you are going to meet and spend time with during this holiday season are listening to this show, you will be the only one who understands this. Do not wait to see how people join the party before deciding to express joy and love and gratitude. Be the leader and begin and maintain this beautiful expression that lifts life experience instead of participating in the actions that usually end up constricting and damaging relationships. In doing this, in expressing love and gratitude, you are giving the gift, the actual gift of love. You are able to express gratitude for the good in the relationship instead of focusing on the negative. Here's how today's tool is also a beautiful gift that you give yourself. There are two primary reasons this gift is a gift for you. First, when you practice love and gratitude, you do not fall into that downward spiral of negativity. And second, when you practice giving love and gratitude, you will actually be able to see those people who are spewing out negativity from a positive light. When you prevent yourself from falling into that negative behavior, you are elevating your perception of life in general. You stay positive and you stay free. You are not shackled with the burden of involving yourself in that chaos. You are not burdening yourself with trying to get the other person to see the light and change. It is not your responsibility to change them, so why try? Even if it was your responsibility, that other person has to change themselves. So stay in the light of love and gratitude in all you do, and you'll be lifted even higher this holiday season and beyond. When others bring the negativity to the table, do not fight it. Do not try to change it. Look at that person. Look at their behavior and wrap it in what I call divine light, or the light of higher good. Wrap it in light of goodness and love. See it wrapped in a power of transcendence and transform your view of the person and the behavior. We've spent time on the show talking about seeing the good in the person instead of the negative. If you can do that, perfect. If not, just wrap it all in love. Wrap it all in light. Find gratitude in the fact that you can do that, and you are giving the greatest gift you can give to you and to the other. Even if the situation does not change, you have participated in absolutely nothing but good. You have not escalated it in any shape, form, or fashion. More than likely, the energy of the negativity that you have in front of you will deflate, and you will truly see behavioral changes in the person you're dealing with. This year, whether you believe you are heading into a beautiful, loving experience or you're dreading walking into a negative one, wrap yourself in light and love and gratitude and elevate your experience of the holidays and your relationships. Now back to the material side of things for a second. Giving the gifts of love and gratitude far outweigh any so-called perfect gift or incredible parties. Sure, if you normally give gifts, step it up this year. Not financially, but step it up mindfully and purposefully. Make your purchases with the intent to give a gift that serves highest good for that person. Highest good could be something fun. It could be something useful. It could be something spiritual. I can't divine that for you, but you can. You know the person. Tune into your heart, and you'll find out what the best gift for them is. Just tune into the reasons you want to buy something for someone. Be mindful and present when you pick the gift. No matter what you buy or make to give as a gift this year, wrap it with love and gratitude. When you give love and gratitude, you are presenting yourself as the true you. And folks, that is absolutely the perfect gift. It is unique to you, and no one else can ever give it but you. In these extreme times, we need people to express love and gratitude more than ever. Just imagine what this world would be like if everyone came from a place of beauty within Imagine what it'd be like if everyone gave the gifts of love and gratitude. It is a choice that you can make right now. It is a choice that only you can make. And you're not making it for others to change. You're making it for yourself so that you change your perception and your experience of all that goes on in your life. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to follow the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, where you will find daily affirmations to help brighten your day, links to this show, the archive shows, and lots of other goodies as well. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out about my books, personal and spiritual growth workshops, coaching programs, corporate workshops, team development events, seminars, and other works. Stay tuned there to find out more about the emotional release work that I'm adding to my services, and learn how you can move beyond all that keeps you away from the life you desire. I'm going to be adding more and more and more information about all that I do, and it's constantly evolving. So again, check it out, www.kennybrixey.com. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for Empowered Living that is Empower Radio. And thanks to my producer, Mark, for being such an awesome member of the Empower Radio family. Listen to the other shows here on Empower Radio, and you will find some that touch your heart. Until next week and beyond, give the gift of you. Give the beautiful gift of love and gratitude. Love and peace to all.